Cheatgrass is one of the most challenging weeds in winter wheat. Cheatgrass is a common name for either Japanese or downy brome, an introduced cool season grass with the same growth pattern as winter wheat. Failure to control cheatgrass can be devastating to winter wheat yields. Sales agronomist Bob Vanning with Country Pride Co-op reports a moderate infestation of cheatgrass germinating 3 weeks after wheat emergence can cut potential wheat yields 30%.
But then if the downy brome or cheatgrass germinates with the wheat, then it's more competitive and can probably cause yield losses of 40% with 10 plants per square foot. And as the densities get higher, maybe even approaching 50% yield loss.
The most effective method of managing cheatgrass in wheat is crop rotation. Controlling cheat in other crops will reduce the seed bank of cheat when rotating back to wheat. When planting wheat, Fanning advises starting with a clean seed bed, taking out any cheatgrass with glyphosate before planting.
Winter wheat that's planted early, unfortunately, you might get cheatgrass that germinates after the winter wheat is up, and then that kind of limits some control options.
Fall applications of herbicides can aid in combating cheatgrass once the wheat is up and growing, but control may not be 100% effective.
PowerFlex is a product by Dow Chemical Company. Olympus is another one. And for, of course, herbicide-tolerant wheat, Clearfield wheat, that brings in the possibility of using the herbicide Beyond.
The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff supports agronomic research at SDSU. Visit igrow.org for the latest weed control options for winter wheat. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.